I just paid €9.25 for a liter of olive oil. This was the store brand extra virgin at the Sorli supermarket around the corner from my house in Barcelona. A few weeks ago, olive oil was €8.50 a liter, which was scandalous. 2 or 3 months ago, it was breaking €7, which was wild. I can go back and remember when I moved to Spain many years ago, and it was €3.50 for a liter of extra virgin, which seemed like a great deal. But time passes, and with massive inflation starting in 2021, the price of everything has been going up. Recently, although the official inflation rate has gone down, the price of olive oil has done nothing but rise. Maybe I've just picked the most expensive supermarket in town? Nope. Around the neighborhood, the situation isn't much better. Mercadona's store brand is also $9.25. The Lidl, a few blocks down, has some unheard-of brand for $7.69. And you can always go for lower grades of olive oil if you want. But these days, even Amazon seems to have prices hovering around €10 a liter. Hey everybody, welcome back to Spain to Go, the best podcast in the entire multiverse for all things Spain. As usual, I'm Daniel Welsh, coming to you from beautiful Barcelona. This is episode 55, and I can't believe I'm talking about olive oil. But here we are, October 2023, and olive oil is in the news. So, what's going on with the prices of olive oil in Spain? Olive oil, of course, is a staple of the Mediterranean diet. Spanish people use it for everything. The amount of oil they'll use to fry a single egg has always seemed, to me, somewhat wasteful. But since it was always so cheap, it didn't much matter. About those grades of oil, extra virgin should refer to the first pressing of the olives. After that, there's virgin, which is a second pressing, and other lower grades, which involve heat or chemical extraction. The lowest grade is aceite de orujo de oliva, which I've always avoided. From my understanding, it comes from the sort of paste left over after they've pressed and extracted the, you know, better oils, and it's just the final attempt at getting something edible out of these olives. But now that the good stuff is 9 or 10 euros a liter, I might be experimenting with the lower grades. Also, pouring a half inch of oil into our collective skillet is starting to seem a bit ridiculous. The problem is a drought in the south of Spain that reduced last year's harvest to about half the usual level. Instead of the usual 1.2 million tons of olives, the 2022 harvest was just 664,000 tons. This is no small thing in a country that produces by far more olive oil than any other. The list of olive oil producing countries, you can find it online, but Spain is way out in front with more than double the amount of Italy, which is in second place. After that, you have Morocco, Turkey, Greece, Egypt, Portugal, Tunisia, etc. The United States is way down the list. I always thought that California produced a lot of olive oil, but it's basically nothing compared to what Spain produces. Anyway, according to industry predictions, the 2023 harvest, which is starting in a few weeks down south, should be somewhat better, and prices could begin to stabilize by next spring. But the amount harvested isn't the only problem producers are facing. There's also the rising costs of electricity, much of which is used in chopping and pressing the olives, and fuel, used in the harvest and transport of the finished product, which drive up the prices that consumers pay. On the blog expatmadrid.com, there is an article about this. It has a video attached to it, which is Cómo se hace el aceite de oliva. You can Google that if you'd like. It's the inside of a factory in Jaén where they go through the olive oil production process. It's nothing too surprising, although I have a feeling that the video might be leaving out some large amount of backbreaking immigrant labor somewhere in the process. In the meantime, while prices stabilize, what should we do? Well, while we're waiting, I guess we could explore some alternative oils and fats in our cooking. Spanish people are often shocked and horrified at the mere suggestion of sautéing anything in butter. And I don't know if butter is any cheaper than olive oil these days. But it is delicious, and I recommend you use more of it. Then there's lard. Rendered from pork fat, it's not too expensive, but it does have the tendency to make your food taste a bit porky. This is okay in some recipes, but not in all, if you're cooking pork anyway. Adding a bit of extra porky flavor won't ruin it. My wife Morena's South Indian culture is heavy on the coconut oil. Coconuts in general are a big part of their economy out there. And coconut oil has a fairly neutral flavor and a high smoke point. So you can do a lot of different kinds of cooking with it. Here in Spain, my coconut oil comes from Amazon. It's liquid in summer and solid in winter, no problem. And at about 10 euros a kilo, it's no longer an expensive luxury, just a reasonably priced substitute. If you're feeling really creative, you can start saving fat from cooking other meats. Roasting a chicken will give you some fat you can refrigerate and use in future recipes, and making pork belly will give you more lard than you probably want to eat with your plate of lentils. I've been doing this sort of thing for years, and I recommend it. But isn't fat bad for you? No, it's not. But not everybody's gotten the memo yet. If you want the full story behind the vilification of fat, check out Gary Taubes and his infamous article called "What If It's All Been a Big Fat Lie?" It's on the New York Times website. It's from 2002. It's eye-opening. Short version, the case against saturated fats was always very flimsy, and all the real evidence points to other culprits for obesity and heart disease. Looking at you, sugar. Also, scientists engage in groupthink just like other people and will often pretend to believe whatever bullshit happens to be popular in order to protect their careers. I'm serious, though. Read the article, Gary Taubes, T-A-U-B-E-S, and the article, "What If It's All Been a Big Fat Lie?" Read it and prepare to go paleo. Also, don't get me wrong. Trans fats, also known as anything hydrogenated or partially hydrogenated, are terrible, as are oils chemically extracted from seeds humans have no business eating. I hate to break it to you, but cottonseed oil, shortening, margarine, and the like are more byproducts of other industrial processes than they are foods fit for human consumption. Don't even get me started. Anyway, that's about all I've got for today. We're hoping the prices of olive oil improve soon, but hit me up with your favorite paleo recipes. In the meantime, I'm at expatmadrid.com/contact. It might take a while to get back to you, though. I'm probably busy rendering tallow from bits and pieces of cattle left over at my local butcher's. I hope you have a great day wherever you are in the world. Just a quick shout out to another podcast while we're here. While I'm rendering my own tallow, I'll probably be listening to the Revolutions podcast, in which a guy named Mike Duncan goes into great detail about various world revolutions. I'm currently listening to Series 10, which is about Russia, but he's done the French Revolution, the Mexican Revolution, and others. Russia is something I'm personally interested in. It's about 50 hours long, and it's really good. I'm 40 episodes in. Each episode is about half an hour long, so 20 hours out of the 50, and things are about to get really ugly for old Tsar Nicholas II. You can listen to Revolutions on Spotify, on Apple Podcasts, probably wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find Revolutions. In the meantime, please support this podcast by making a donation at expatmadrid.com/donate. You can buy me a virtual coffee over there. You can buy me 100 virtual coffees over there if you'd like. I appreciate every donation, large or small, helps to keep this podcast free and interesting, because we all love things that are free and interesting. You could also head by YouTube, Learn Spanish with Daniel. I'm giving Spanish lessons over there. It's fun. I enjoy teaching Spanish to my small YouTube audience over there. You would probably enjoy learning some Spanish. On the blog expatmadrid.com, I've got a lot of articles about other aspects of Spanish life. They're usually longer. Recently, this has turned out to be a short article/episode, because really I can't say that much about the prices of olive oil, but I wanted to see if I could get something out this week. Soon we will have an update on my tax inspection situation, an update also on the Spanish real estate and mortgage market, my journey through Spanish bureaucracy in the pursuit of citizenship, and much more. So, subscribe, give me a like, give me 5 stars or whatever on Spotify, on Apple Podcasts, wherever you listen to this. Give me some stars. I appreciate it. I appreciate you. Thank you very much for listening, and we'll talk soon. Bye.